supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what do you make of these findings? Is that surprising to you?
Not at all. The human touch is so important. And let me say this about pain. Pain isolates and it alienates and you feel like nobody understands because with pain, words fail. Those ridiculous, how much pain are you in from 1 to 10? That's ridiculous. So you really do feel alone with pain. And, you know, the fact that we feel alone and misunderstood and pain demands attention, so we're also at risk for being self-absorbed with pain. That's an adaptive part of pain. You know, it demands attention. But all of that can make pain worse because your focus is so narrow and you feel so alone. And now you have someone that cares about you and is now holding your hand. That's going to diminish the pain. It's called touch analgesia. And as far as I'm concerned, that works with emotional pain also.
I recently talked about pain with a physician, and he said, you know, the nerves are a listening device that picks up the pain, but really the brain is what assigns meaning and severity to the pain. So I guess I'm wondering if the touch of the other person also just changes your perception of what is happening at the moment.
Sure, exactly. Not just the perception, but you're adding in more data. So you're feeling pain on the one hand. On the other hand, you're feeling warmth, safe, compassion, and love even from another person.
Could the human touch also sort of have a calming effect that just brings everything down a notch, perhaps?
Well, when you're distressed, Mikan, how do you feel when you're hugged? At the risk of being reductionistic, the parasympathetic nervous system kicks in. You know, the sympathetics when we're all alert and agitated and fight or flight. And the parasympathetic is the opposite. It's, I'm safe now. It's okay now.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.